Switch it over. Talk some basketball. Find him on Twitter at eSefco. He's the Mavericks beat writer for the Dallas Morning News. That is Eddie Sefco. Eddie, thanks for joining us again.
Hey, Eddie.
How are you guys doing?
Eddie, as we looked at this NBA season, we looked at how the Jazz would find their way into the Western Conference. Everybody, seemingly across the nation, said Dallas is a team that's going to drop out of the playoff picture. They're not any good this year. They are good this year. They've won five straight. What's been the key for this team continuing their high level of play?
Well, let's all bear in mind that it's 12 games, you know, so we don't exactly have the full body of work yet. I mean, this is about just about the equivalent of two NFL games. So it's still frightfully early. But having said that, the Mavericks team has actually shown some pretty good backbone and a lot of grit, you know, a lot of just toughness that they maybe haven't had always in the past. So I think there's reasons to think that they aren't exactly harvesting fool's gold here. I think that they got enough talent, and admittedly, they don't have a single superstar anymore. Dirk's not that guy anymore, but they do have four or five guys that are you know, can hurt you on any given night, as they say. I mean, Chandler Parsons is a good player. Deron Williams is still a good player. And Wes Matthews is coming back from injury, but he's a really good player. So, and Dirk can still be what Dirk is once in a while. So, they're trying to do it by committee. They don't have a go-to guy. They have go-to guys. Sometimes they're gonna reap the benefits of that. But, you know, we all know there's gonna be some tough spots along the way too. So, again, I think there's reason to be cautiously optimistic where they are right now.
Jazz fans were worried that Deron Williams was going to leave for the state of Texas for the entirety of his time here in Utah. What's Deron Williams' comfort level now as he's finally back home?
Well, he's good. I mean, he likes it. He's in a pretty good spot. And other than the failed Rajon Rondo experience, Rick Carlisle is just a master of dealing with players. And getting on the same page with them and being good at getting the most out of those guys. So, there's a real, you know, there's a pretty good appreciation on both sides there for what's going on. So, you know, he is not to put too fine a point on it, but he is kind of the key to the whole thing. If he has a good season, and it doesn't have to be great, but if he has, I think he's averaging about 13-5 almost 13-6 right now. If he can keep that up and maybe bump it up a point or two and keep his assists above 5 or 6, I think this is a pretty good team. If he fails and things go south on him, then I think they're going to have a real hard time, even though they're very deep at the point guard position. I still think he's the one who's got to come through because he's bigger. He's a good defender when he wants to be. And I just think he's got a little something to prove. And we all know the injury history, that it's going to be hard for him to stay on the court the whole season long. But, you know, if they can get 65 or 70 games out of him, I think this team is actually, likes where they're at right now. Now, I still don't know if we're seeing the full deal right now. They've caught some teams that are struggling. They've also were in danger of losing to Philadelphia the other night, and they were the only team to lose to New Orleans. So it's not like they're perfect, but so far so good.
Eddie Sefco's our guest, 1320K fan. Get you ready for the Jazz and the Mavericks tonight. Well, Jazz fans are now watching Dallas to see how they turn out if they are a Western Conference playoff participant. How does Dallas view the Jazz? How does the national media view the Jazz and what this young Jazz team can become?
Well, I think most people thought that when Exum went down in the summer, everybody thought, "Oh man, that's a huge blow," because he's so good defensively and he's growing and learning, and he's going to be a good player. There's no two ways about it. And then to have that happen, you hate to see that. And everybody thought, I think that was going to really kind of derail part of their momentum garnered from last year, and they finished very strong. Everybody was impressed with their potential for the coming season. That said, that I mean, Alec Burks has been getting him back now has been great. I do think, you know, that they've got as good a 1-2 punch at center and power forward defensively as you could want. Those guys are going to have to carry a big share. We all know Hayward's a great player, so I mean, it's a good team. It's a playoff caliber team. Now, it's hard to make that next step, so we'll see what happens as the season goes along. But you better not sleep on the Jazz, because they're going to play hard and they're going to play big. And you know, defensively, if you can get a few stops in this league, you've always got a chance to win.
Find him on Twitter at eSefco. You can read him in the Dallas Morning News. Eddie, enjoy the game tonight. Great stuff.
Thanks, Eddie.
All right, you guys, take care.
There he is, Eddie Sefco, getting you ready for the Jazz and the Mavericks.